is subdivision 2006-11, Ragin' Cajun Homes LLC.
This is an application to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district in Nanticoke Hundred, Sussex County, by dividing 10.98 acres into 10 lots and a variance from the maximum allowed cul-de-sac length of 1,000 feet. Located north of Road 524, 250 feet southwest of Nickel Street within Lakewood Subdivision. This application was reviewed by the Technical Advisory Committee on November 22nd of 2006. Report being made as part of the record. And I've provided each of you a copy of the revised preliminary plan. That's all I have.
So this is within the Lakewood subdivision?
No, it's not. It's, that was just a reference to the closest intersection of Lakewood Street.
Okay. Is there anyone here representing this application?
I am Kevin Smith. I work for Kirscher Engineering. Jane said it fairly simply, it's a 10-lot subdivision on 10.98 acres. It is the standard option for subdivisions. All the lots are greater than 3/4 acre. And there are some things missing from the file. We took the project over from a surveyor out of Maryland, Dennis and Baumgartner. We got the project May the 7th, quickly turned around a plan. We got the topography yesterday, which was not available in time to present on the plan. And according to Dennis and Barb Gartner, they didn't get wetlands investigation done. We've since had someone go out and do this, as well as a septic feasibility. It's all being done by JCM Environmental. The letter of no objection, we submitted for the letter of no objection.
Wait. Are you telling me everything you've got or everything you don't have? Because if you don't have it here to put on the record, I don't care if you've got 10 people working on it. If it's not here, we can't put it on the record. I mean, it sounds to me like you're not ready to be here.
We just got the project 2 weeks ago.
Well, I can't help that. That's not the fault of anybody up here.
The client asked us to present the project. The person who submitted it, Dennis and Barb Gardner, they did not understand the regulations and what was missing from the application.
Well, the client
didn't understand that some of these things were required.
Well, let me just put it to you this way. I'm going to let you put your case on, but you don't have much of one because you don't have any information. You don't have anything to create a record with. If you weren't ready, you certainly could withdraw and ask to be put on at a later time.
The client asked us to present the project for him so that...
Is the client here?
The client is not here. He had a settlement in North Carolina.
Oh, well. Counsel, what do we do with this?
Well, you know, I suppose there's a couple of options. You know, as you suggested, the applicant or his representative could withdraw it. You know, but it's been advertised. There's likely people here. You can act on it. They sort of proceed at their own peril, depending on what record they have.
All right, sir. Those are your choices. You may continue with your presentation. We will take public testimony, as we always do. We will weigh your presentation against the ordinance, and we subsequently will vote on it either tonight or some other night. Your other alternative is you may withdraw your application and ask to have it put on a later agenda, and that choice is up to you, sir, and I need you to make it pretty quick.
Well, we'd like to hear from the public because there are some people here.
Okay.
That have some questions about the plan.
Okay.
That we were unaware of. So
okay.
If we can present the project and
you may
speak.
Go right ahead.
Okay. Well, the project is simply 10 lots. There is an existing ditch on the premise. I did try to contact Brooks K. Hall with Denerec, Tax Ditch Division. He was unavailable to explain whether or not it was a tax ditch. One website says it is, one website says it's not. So I was trying to get clarification from Denerec. The client plans on building, putting a culvert in, getting permits from the Army Corps once a wetland investigation is done to determine where the extents of the wetlands are in the ditch. They also have some storm, we plan on having some stormwater management located near the ditch, discharge into the ditch that eventually ends up into the pond, the other side of the road. There are plenty of developments around the project. It is adjacent to Lakewood, which is an MR zoning, which are smaller lot sizes. It's also located near Whistling Pines, which is of similar lot sizes. And there's also Concord Village, which is owned by Habitat for Humanity, which are half acre lots. So there are plenty of developments on the roadway itself. So it's not uncommon to see this type of subdivision on this particular road. Like I said before, there is potentially wetlands where the ditch is. I've gone out to the site. That main ditch seems to be wet periods of time. There are woods in the rear of approximately, I'd say, 3 to 4 acres. Some of those will be removed during construction of the road, construction of the homes. We believe the homeowners would probably want to keep as many trees on their property as possible. And we plan on putting landscape along the, say, western boundary. And, if we modify the site plan, there's possibility of some landscaping on the eastern side of the entrance. I spoke to someone before the hearing on the west side of the entrance. They've requested that we place a fence around our project and their home. I have to discuss that with the client to make sure that he's willing to place the fence there or some other screening. The fencing seems to be the best option. Also going to be individual wells, individual septic systems foreseen on the project. There are, if we get granted approval, we're going to have to go through DLDOT to improve the roadway as they deem necessary. The Conservation District decides certain parameters for our stormwater discharge. We're going to have to deal with that. Fire Marshal, there's nothing too much for them to comment about except for a cul-de-sac, and that has been shown at 38 feet as required. As far as I know, it's supposed to be all stick-built homes and or modulars. There are some stick-built homes in the area that are rather small. I'm sure that, according to the developer, he plans on putting some sort of restriction on the lots, the home sizes. It is such a small project with only 10 units, so therefore there's going to be minimal impact to the schools that aren't already there. And existing project, on some aerials it may appear as though it's agriculture. I went out there, it doesn't appear as though it's been farmed for some years. It seems meadow and overgrown thistle. Said before, if we're granted approval, we're going to have to go through the necessary steps to get the proper agency approvals. If granted approval.
All right, sir. We'll see if.
That's the limits of the presentation.
All right, sir. We'll see if anybody has any questions for you. Don't go away. Don't go away. We need to come. We need to come back up here. Need you to come back. We're going to ask you some questions.
Sure.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Gordy.
What is the length of the cul-de-sac?
It's approximately 1,200 feet.
1,200 feet. So do you propose anything that to slow traffic down a little bit? That's a long ways to...
Slow traffic down?
Yeah.
I don't believe so. Nothing other than a speed limit sign.
So that's a long way. 1,200 feet's a long ways to...
Okay.
Variance for that, two exceptions for that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They've asked for it.
Yes.
It's been asked for a variance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's been advertised anyway.
Okay.
So describe the area again for me. What's in the area now?
To the East of the property is Lakewood Subdivision. Mm-hmm. It's rather small lots. Lakewood Subdivision is actually, I believe, two streets that come directly off the roadway.
Mm-hmm.
And it's similar in nature to this one, except there are smaller lot sizes. There's also, just to the west, is called Whistling Pines. And that's a subdivision that is around 3/4 acre
mm-hmm.
lot sizes. And just to the east of Lakewood Subdivision, there is Concord Village, which is owned by Habitat for Humanity, which has half-acre lots. I believe it's like 30 to 40 units there.
So it's safe to say that these lots are larger than what's in the area now?
Yes, yes.
Do we have any deed restrictions? Or
they did. Or excuse me, no, they do not. I was checking the file. They weren't submitted. There was a memo that went out, and they had not been submitted.
You say soil evaluation has been done, but you don't have a soil.
It's pending, yes. It's pending.
It's been requested.
It's been requested.
Yes.
We don't have a feasibility or anything.
Correct.
That's all the questions I have.
Okay. Mr. Smith? Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm noticing on this plat, in the vicinity of your project, there's some overhead utility lines, which I guess service the Lakewood Subdivision. Is there any impact, any right-of-way that would come over into, let's say, the backs of lots 10 through 6?
I'd have to investigate that with the surveyor. Dennis and Bumgarner.
Has DelDOT commented on your entrance?
We just submitted for letter no objection 2 weeks ago. Like I said before, we got the application 2 weeks prior to this meeting. So we tried to initiate everything we could, and the client still wanted to have his meeting.
And then the issue of the tax ditch is another question.
Yes, I attempted to contact NREC about that. Like I said before, on one map it shows it as a tax map or tax ditch, and another website does not. So I need to get clarification.
No other questions.
No answer. Mr. Johnson. I guess I have more of a comment first, and then I might have some questions. But, and this is no fault of you guys because you came in the last minute.
Right.
And
we tried to do as much as we could
right.
prior to the meeting.
I'm just glad I'm not on the other side. Because it seems like the more I hear you talk, the more questions or more uncertainty I'm hearing. You know, uncertainty. And correct me if I'm wrong, you're not sure at this point if there's a square footage restriction on the houses, whether it's stick built or did I hear you say it might be stick built or might be modular?
I believe the client, he was supposed to prepare the covenants and restrictions and get them to you. Apparently that had not been done.
I don't have any other questions,
okay.
Mr. Chairman.
All right. Okay. Mr. Couts.
I'm not sure there's enough to ask a question about. But on your design, let me just understand this. Lot 10 at the entrance. Am I correct in it looks that all of the east side of the entrance is part of Lot 10?
In the original design, that's the way it was to be.
Was the design different than this?
No, we didn't produce the design. We prepared the plan. We got it from Dennis and Baumgartner, exactly the way it says there, except we put it on our border, so it didn't look confusing.
You would do this differently? You would lay it out differently?
I would have laid it out differently. I would have, if I can approach it.
I would have made an open space in this section here. Put a property line over here.
So we don't even know what the final design is going to look like. That helps with my question, though. What I was trying to illustrate is with a 10-lot subdivision, the open space that you've got is, in my mind, going to be problematic for the subdivision to maintain because it's such a small area, but it's also such a small number of lots that it's going to be real easy to lose interest and funding to mow it periodically, keep trash off of it, et cetera.
I think it will end up being a problem
instead of a solution.
I think with it being such a small area, it shouldn't cause too much of a burden for those
lots. That's all I have.
Mr. Abbott.
No questions, Mr. Wheeler.
Council, you have any questions?
Yeah, a couple. First of all, just for the record, we need your qualifications.
I'm sorry, I forgot to ask. I'm so busy beating him up. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
My qualifications?
Yes. What qualifies you to testify as an expert?
Are you a PE?
Are you an engineer? Or?
I am not a PE.
Not a PE.
I have 10 years experience.
Okay. That's what we're looking
in
for.
In designing for civil engineering projects.
Okay. My next question is, the ditch you're talking about, that's in lot 7 that runs across the open space and under the road? And
yes. When we have the wetlands information, if it's deemed that it's wetlands on that lot, the lot lines will have to be redone.
And that's the same ditch that you're not sure if it's a tax ditch or not at this point?
Right.
Okay, I just want to make sure that's what we were talking about.
That's the ditch.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is there any agriculturally used land around the perimeter of it?
No.
That's tilled.
There's a wooded parcel behind it. I'd say there's probably a good 500-600 feet of woods before you reach the ag field.
And that's on the Hastings side, and I guess the Williams side.
I believe that's the northern section. Yes.
Okay. What about on the western side? That's
I
guess that's wooded too. You can see actually.
Some of that is actually wooded, but just to the west is that Whistling Pine subdivision.
Right, okay. All right, that's all the questions I had, Mr. Wheeler. Thanks.
All right, sir, we thank you. All right, sir, we're gonna give you a break for a second.
Okay.
And we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2006-11 Ragin' Cajun Homes, LLC? In favor? Yes, ma'am. Ma'am, I need you to come up front, give us your name and address, and then you may have the floor for just about as long as you want.
You need to come up here with the microphone.
Don't pick you up. You're fine. You're doing good.
Now, I just wanted to say that.
Need your name.
My name is Anna Mortimer, and of course, we own the property that they purchased.
Uh-huh.
And they purchased it over 2 years ago. And he has a stack of papers that high that they have sent him. He had engineers to come out, and there were a lot of things going on. But when Williams lost, the property where the road was supposed to have been, Palmer Lane, that was a part of the development. Because my husband could tell you more, but he doesn't hear well. At the time that I married him, which has been 30 years ago, it belonged to he and Lena Chandler. And of course the property, the lot that is between that, was the lot that his wife sold, which makes it impossible to make the frontage that we needed to put my daughter's house on. In fact, we were here 10 years ago when we put her house there. So now, he has tried, he had gotten engineers and other people out of Maryland. And of course, he wasn't able to be here now, but he has been working on this. So now he's going in. They said that the road could go in from the Lakewood side. And that's what he was planning to do, was to put an entrance through our yard and take our house down. And that would go straight back to the woods in the wooded area. And Sites is on the other side of the Williams lot. And those houses aren't really nearly as nice as what he had planned to put where we are.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we've been there a long time, but I realize if it doesn't go through, someone else will probably buy it. And we'll just have to put our house up for sale or the property there. And we'll go elsewhere because we're older people. I just wanted to stay because of my husband, because he's been there for, I'd say, probably 50 years or longer. Mm-hmm. But that's how it has gotten mixed up, because it's had to bring someone else in. Mm-hmm. So,
okay.
If it's not possible, I understand. And I'm just sorry that we sold him the property.
It certainly could be. We don't know what's going to happen. We haven't voted yet, but there's nothing that would prevent them from reapplying at a later time.
But it's gone on for over 2 years, and basically our house is old, and we really need to, you know, be able to do something or relocate. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the thing.
Okay.
I know you have a job to do, and I appreciate you taking that the time.
Yes, ma'am.
Let me get this straight, though. You've sold the property.
We sold it.
However, you still, for whatever arrangement, are living in the house.
We're still living there.
Okay.
But it's been over 2 years now. And it seems like when one thing gets straight, something else backfires. So that's my concern, that it's not that it matters about the, you know, the lot. I just want to know what we're going to do. My husband's 87 years old, and I'm not far behind. So we really need to make, you know, arrangements. And I thank you. That's all.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in favor? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition? Yes, sir, on the blue shirt.
My name is Scott Holt. I live in 24784 German Road, which is right next to where the driveway is going.
Mm-hmm.
It's going within 20 feet of my property, which leaves my house approximately 45 feet from where all the traffic's going to be. It's going to be going right down next to my bedroom windows.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing on the other side. You know, the lot's approximately, the lot that they own are going to put the driveway down, is approximately just a little over 100 feet at its widest point, and at its narrowest point is 100 feet wide. It's going to put the traffic right in between two houses. Originally, 2 weeks ago when I came up here to look at this, the driveway was on the far side. It was not this plan that I came to look at. I don't know which one. Are you guys looking at that one? Just out of curiosity.
At that plan?
The road's on the right side. They just moved the road on how it's coming in and out.
Is it in the same area and they just shifted in an area? Or is it a completely
Can I go over there and show you?
Sure, yeah.
2 weeks ago, the road was going in here and then going back. Now they're running it right down my property line. Being that it's that close, I've got young kids. You know, I'd like to keep them in my yard, but they're 4 years old. If you see how the driveway's set up, there's such a long lane at the beginning of it. People are going to be speeding up and down there, I assume. You know, concerned about that. They've already said we have Habitat for Humanity already in the neighborhood. We have a bunch of rental properties. I'm very concerned that there's no deed restrictions on what's going to be put right behind my house. I would ask that they would put, if it does go through, that they would put a fence up, some way of burying the barrier, the sound, and the traffic. That's my biggest concerns. Thank you.
Thanks.
Good evening, gentlemen. My name is Warren Thompson. I live at 24787 German Road. We just invested in a beautiful home on that road. I'm concerned about deed restrictions. I'm concerned about the area. We look at it as an upper mobility, not to embarrass anyone. People live where they live. But I'd like to see this development, if they're going to do it, put a decent home. I don't know what your requirements are as far as size, but size has a lot to do with ownership and who can afford, who can't afford. But I'd like to see an upper mobile movement in this area. It seems like this area has been neglected in a long time just by throwing something in. This plan here in the last probably 6 months that it started taking place appears it's just been thrown together. And now it seems like it has to be done yesterday, which is obvious through the way it was presented today. And I'm just asking that this committee take a lot of consideration in that area of having upper mobile homes and a little bit more restrictions based on how it's being done. I'm very concerned that stick-built doesn't necessarily mean upper mobile. So if they had deed restrictions, maybe it would be some more favoritism to how it's being done. So I just appreciate your consideration in that.
All right, sir. Thank you.
My name's Kurt Brown. I'm actually a real estate appraiser and an expert in real estate. And my concern is for the lack of deed restrictions. We don't know what size homes are going to be in. My other concern is for the drainage ditch. I'm opposed to any new construction that's going to drain more water onto Concord Pond. If you remember the floods of last year, what happened last year was Del Dock controls Fleetwood Pond, Deneret controls Concord Pond spillway. 3 o'clock in the morning when flood warnings went out, Del Dock opened up its floodgates. Well, Deneret didn't open their floodgates until 10 o'clock the next morning. I live on an island in the middle of Concord Pond, and because of what Deneret did, we experienced flood levels a good 2 foot of what higher than they've ever been. I've got some information, if it's okay, that I can hand out to you. And I'll try to keep this brief. I won't take up a lot of your time, but if you'll take a look at these.
These will be considered part of the record, so it's not as though you have to read through the whole thing as well.
You can see that picture on the front. That picture is where your county tax ditch enters Concord Pond. Well, they don't consider it Concord Pond at that point. That's just south of Old Furnace Road. That bridge right there is in the utility company's right-of-way. That bridge has impacted the county tax ditch. You can see that the county tax ditch is now going around the bridge. The bridge isn't going over the tax ditch. It's completely impacted, and it's going around the bridge. I know these aren't the problems of this developer, but his development is going to drain directly onto Concord Pond. Until there has some coordination between these two departments, I'm opposed to any development that's going to add more water onto Concord Pond. It has to do with the county's definition of Concord Pond. Concord Pond, if you look on the county tax maps, Concord Pond has the parcel number of this parcel. That's what the county says is Concord Pond. This is a parcel of land. According to this survey prepared by Adams and Kent, Concord Pond is underneath the water. Well, some parts are above the water, some parts are on the western side of the bridge. Some parts have nothing to do with Concord Pond. If you look at that deed, you can see the first newspaper article where hunting was banned on Concord Pond. It was made a wildlife refuge. Deneret doesn't consider it a wildlife refuge anymore. If you'll look at that deed, you'll see that the deed gives the state ownership to the high water mark, including the bottom of the pond, branch and cripple. That means the state owns from the spillway to where the tax ditch starts. The state owns from the spillway to Fleetwood Pond. That's all in state ownership. The state only accepts 76 acres that's contained in this parcel. Again, this is a parcel of land. It has no subaqueous lands. That's why I'm here. I'm in opposition to this. Any subdivision that's going to add more water along Deep Creek, that's going to add more water along the pond. I met with Secretary Hughes on February 13th. Secretary Hughes has promised to once again reinstate Concord Pond as a wildlife refuge. It was made a refuge in 1975 by John Hendrickson. That order was witnessed by Governor Minner in a meeting I had with her on April 25th of December 5. Title 7 of the Delaware Code says that once a wildlife refuge, always a wildlife refuge. Title 7 of the Delaware Code says that all state lands, state parks, and county parks are considered wildlife refuge. But they won't accept ownership of it. They only do enforcement on the pond proper, what Patrick Emery calls the pond proper. They don't do enforcement along this creek. Consequently, these private landowners have cut down trees to get to their duck blinds and deer stands that are located on state property.
I don't mean to interrupt you, and I think the commission probably gets the point that you're concerned about drainage from this property into Concord Pond and the other waterways around there. However, it sounds like a lot of the testimony has to do with what's occurring on other properties, and I'd ask, if Mr. Wheatley agrees with me, but I would ask that you keep it limited to specifically this project.
Okay.
I think the commission gets the points that you're trying to make.
It is concerning this project and any other project that's going to go along the creek. And it can handle it. I'm not opposed to this subdivision or any other subdivision. My point is that until there's one agency that controls that controls both of these spillways and controls the system, then we shouldn't be putting any more pressure on this system. We shouldn't be putting any more water in this pond. Until they remove this ditch, until the county starts caring about where it put its water, I'm opposed to any construction that goes along this spillway. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else like to speak in opposition? You've already had a chance, sir. I'm sorry. One trip to a customer. Yes, sir.
Good evening. My name is Paul Cox. I live at 24714 Nickel Street, also known as Lakewood. And the back of my property, I believe, is going to border this project. My concern is that drainage ditch that we're talking about is in my backyard. And I'm just concerned about any added construction or water to that, what it's going to do, because it's already very low and it floods very easily already. And so my concern is just, anything added to that, what it's going to cause.
All right, sir. We thank you. Anyone else wish to speak in opposition? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We thank you for being with us this evening. You may stay until we complete our agenda to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.